When you've had a near-death experience, which I've had a few, and they take you through a life review, and you see very distinctly how much I lived without being true to myself. That experience is so searing. That it guides whatever I do. And that's the kind of experience you had, Lori. There's a reference point inside of us that knows how we want to live. And then the noise covers it up. And like you said, Lori, at first you took it as you were doing something wrong, but you weren't. We live in a culture that conditions us out of that. And it's about building up this grounded, living energy that holds us in alignment and in the truth of our being. And that same energy now is carrying us into an expanded version of who we are. And one of the images that's helpful, and I didn't get around to creating it, but I wanted to, is seeing ourselves as as a pointillist painter would paint us as little dots of light rather than as solid matter, which actually goes along with science. And if you can start identifying with yourself as little points of light that are very responsive and not rigid, but still have an intelligence that holds form. That's the intelligence of the living energies that know how to self-organize into coherence. So it's those rigidities and that solidness that we were convinced of for the last 500 years. And I truly believe that prior to the scientific revolution, that people didn't live in as solid of a world as we've been living in. And we're starting to loosen that up. And so not only are we composed of more space, like science says, than of matter, but we're also composed of multiple dimensions of consciousness. So on one level, we are the ETs or the interdimensional beings that we come in contact with. On one level, we are the light. On one level, we are divine. And learning how to traverse and integrate into a wholeness all those aspects of our being. Because when we look at anything from a materialistic point of view, it becomes solidified and separate. And then the mind grabs hold of it and it becomes an immovable object. And so we're coming back to a sense of ourselves as fluid, non-linear, spiral, more flower of life dimensional, and that we have access to this greater wisdom and potency within our being. And that applies to the physical as well. And maybe you can feel this as I'm speaking, that your cells are starting to dance a little more right now, that they're perking up energetically. Because that's the transmission that is coming through right now. Just let that kind of wave out, ripple out for a moment. Feel the dancing atoms in your being. And from this spaciousness, let's greet Mother Earth with our energy, with our heart. In connectivity, in immersion, becoming one with Mother Earth. Feeling the energy in the soles of your feet connecting, the energy at your tailbone connecting, everything coming alive. And we greet the spirit of the water. As Mother Earth holds us in her heart, the water speaks to us, guiding the flow. Towards coherency, creating expression, and we greet the spirit of the fire. The inner flame, our inner luminosity. Our inner luminary. And we become the luminary. We become the light. That's the true greeting. And we greet the spirit of the air, Becoming the frequency of the invisible currents of life. And we greet the ether, the intelligent membrane. That holds the blueprint for our being, the membrane that holds the material world in place, and yet it breathes. It breathes with the unknown. It's not solid. It's pure intelligence. And we merge with the pure intelligence. And this brings each one of us into a coherent state, aligned with the living energies. And when a group is aligned with the living energies, the living energies will bring the group into a coherent system, guided by the living energies. And when we come into coherence, we become aware of greater intelligences, of our own greater intelligence and relational intelligences. Of the light of our being and the light of the luminaries, the light beings, the guides, the teachers. It's a sphere of consciousness that is the sphere of guidance. It's the sphere of intelligence. And depending on where we're sitting within our being, we know that as our being, or we know it as beings who are in relationship to us. Either one is fine. As our being comes into deeper coherence, the noise stops. Starts to dim. And we come into contact with our inner structure. Our axis and toroidal field. Feeling from your feet connected to the earth. And that central axis comes alive, becomes golden and vibrating within us. And the connection between Father Sun and Mother Earth becomes fluid, creating a channel of love energy that circulates in the toroidal pattern around us, creating greater and greater intelligence that aligns with higher and higher frequencies. And like a galaxy with multiple planets spinning on their axis. All the planets are spinning on their unique axis, but they're in a plane that creates the galaxy. Spinning around the sun, creating a wholeness, a harmony. And our circle circulates around the central sun of consciousness. It's breathing, living, vibrant. And as we come into a deeper coherence, there's a point at which a portal opens and we expand into attunement with a higher frequency, a finer frequency. And as we allow the living energies to self-organize, they will take us into higher and higher attunements. Where the mind falls away and pure knowing emerges. And pure knowing is a state of not knowing until you know something. Or maybe you know peace. Maybe you know light. Maybe you know sound. Maybe you know love. Maybe you know power. And you know it because you are it. So as we sit in this space, this rarefied space, there's actually a lot going on. There's a cleansing, a purification. We don't have to know that it's happening, but it is. There's a dissolving of our old conditioned being happening within the space of the sacred circle that was created. So this is the ceremonial impact of the activation of the sacred space, and within that sacred space, there is a transformation occurring within our being. And it's not something we can control. This is guided by the greater intelligence. But the heavy energy that we carry in any area can be dissolved, burned up, dematerialized. And recirculate into the dynamics of the sacred circle field. And the axis for the circle is just established and centered. And it's nice to know that we each contributed a quantity of heavy energy to the dynamism of the circle that created the sacred space. And note how you can still feel your feet and be expanded. And we're surrounded by a benevolent, loving light, the heart of the cosmos. The heart of Mother Earth and Father Sun. The heart of divinity. And there's no hierarchy. It's a whole consciousness. Yeah, within the space, sense your heart center. Sense your body. Sense your breath. and welcome this new sense of you. I know we've gone a lot longer than usual, so thank you for staying with us. Tracy, do you have your hand raised? Okay, so we'll see how this ripples through us this week. And please share your insights and questions and comments on the page. It's so helpful to everyone. So many blessings.